Ad hocho man asya. Like, why is the shear from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash? Who brought him to Yerushalayim? Shrashi, ad hocho man asya. Ad Yerushalayim meivi. Who brought the kid to Yerushalayim? Like, Nistam, we're talking about they live far away. The whole Eretz Yisrael, you have to come to be Yalu Regal. From Tiferia, from Bnei Brak. So who brought him into Yerushalayim even? For loy mishu yocho liyais chutz mi'imai, yocho lechaz biyadai. If he could leave his mother, go without his mother, for sure he's old enough to hold hands and walk. If they are liyais mirushalayim arabayis. So b'zoi, how is the pshat here that he came up here without his mother? So Gemara answers like this. Om loy abaya. Ad hocho de mechai ve'imai v'simcha asisa imai. Henechanami, the mother also has the chiyah to go to Yerushalayim at least, because she's also in the mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha. And the zman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, the yikar mitzvah simcha was to eat the basar of a korban shlamim, which is kachem kalim, and the halacha of kachem kalim is you're only allowed to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since ladies are also mechuyiv in the mitzvah simchas yomtiv, the zman the Beis Hamikdash, they are called parim had to go up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the mother went to Yerushalayim. So the mother taka took the kid, held the kid, and brought her up to Yerushalayim. Now the father, the man, has the chiyah to be on a regal from Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's Beisham Mashir, that if the kid is old enough that the father give him a ride on the shoulders and the kid will go up to the Beis Hamikdash, then there's a chiyah of chinuch to bring him up. After they got to Yerushalayim, so the mother doesn't go further now. The mother just has the right to stay in Yerushalayim and eat the korban shlamim, but only the father has to go up. So now when the father goes up, it's without the mother. This is Beisilu Shita. That if the kid is old enough to hold the hand of the father and to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash, there's a chiyuv. V'ilay potter. And if not, if he can't walk up yet, he's potter from the mitzvahs to be on the regal. Hoshiv Rebbe Tachas Beisilu. Rebbe answered back in the place of Beis Hillel that the divrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, the pasuk says v'chana loy also. Chana did not go up to other regal. Ki amar l'isha, she said to her husband, ad yigom alanar Rabbi Yosef. She wants to wait till Shmuel becomes old enough, and then she'll bring her to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, v'Shmuel diyachol lekavak seifa shalavav hevi. Shmuel was zichur old enough that he was able to go and ride on his father's shoulders, and still. Chana did not bring him up. So Takasha on Beis Hillel, or Takasha on Beis Shammai. You, Beis Shammai, say the Chiyuv Chinuch is when the kid can even take a ride on the father's shoulders to go up. There's the Chiyuv to take him up. So how come Chana didn't let Shmuel go up to the Beis Hamikdash? So Amalei Avua, so to guess to be Abaya, Amalei Abaya, Abaya says back here is no Raya. Well, the time the Chiyuv according to you, Beis Hillel, is also a Kasha. Tikshalor Chana Gufa. There's a Kasha on Chana herself. Mila in the Chayve b'Simcha, Sama Takasha. How come Chana Sol didn't go to Yerushalayim Akoponim? Like we said before, Noshim al Mechuyiv a Mitzvah Simcha, v'Samachta b'Chagecha. So the Zman the Beis Hamikdash Simcha is to eat from the korban, eat to the meat of the Basha Shlamim. So how come she didn't go up to eat to the meat of the korban Shlamim? Elu, what do you have to say? Chana Mifankusa Yeserta Chazi Baby Shmuel. Chana saw that Shmuel is very sick. He's a big mefunik, even though he was old a little bit. Rashi says Yigomer means L'soiv Chav Dalad Chodesh Shekein Tinik Yonik. It was the end of 2 years. Mishnah Rishonu Yochel Lirkav Al Tzeifoy. I mean, here we're talking about 2 years old already. Since it's 2 years old already, for sure a kid 2 years old could take a ride on the father's shoulders. So still you see, Chana did not take him up to Yerushalayim. So it's a kashan beisham mashita. It's according to you, Beis Shammai. If you're old enough to ride on your father's shoulders, you should go up. So how come Chana didn't take her up? So Gemara says back, no, it's a kasha and you, Beis Hillel, also. That true, you want to say he wasn't able to walk, but why didn't Chana go up? The Torah says, Chana saw that Shmuel was a big mefunik, means he was very delicate, and she had to take good care of him. The choshe baby Shmuel, lechusha diyocha. And she was very afraid to take Shmuel up to Yerushalayim. There'll be a chusha. He'll get sick on the road. So therefore, Mishum Sakonis Nefoshos, she did not take Shmuel up. That's why Chana stood home. So the kids from this place, you have no raya. Could be taka lochus like Beis Shammai. A normal kid, when he could ride on his father's shoulders, maybe there is a chiv to be on the regal. But here by Shmuel. Boy Reb Shimon. Shimon can a shout like this. katan chigur. What's going to be now? The locker is a katan chigur. You have a katan, and he's lame. Ledirve beishamay, according to beishamay. Does beishamay hold that the chiyah chinuch is not only the kid should walk, but the father should put him on his shoulders and take him up? So according to beishamay, does the father have a chiyah to put a kid that's lame on his shoulders and bring him up to the base of Middash to be a regal? And I have a shayla, what about a blind kid according to both of them? That's the shayla, the mitzvah is chinuch anat. Mal. So Gemara says, hey, dummy, what kind of blindness, what kind of lame is he? If he's born lame, and he's going to stay this way the rest of his life. V'sumim, we're talking about a blind kid now. He won't be able to see, he's going to remain blind. So if that's the case, well, what's your question? For sure he's putter. Hash the godel putter, cotton me boy, madach a godel that has his feet are lame and that his eyes are blind, he can't see, he's putter, so for sure a kid is putter. Lo mitzvah chinuch is, be mechanech the kid now, then when it comes a godel, we'll have a chiyuv later, so teach him how to do the mitzvahs right now. But here, when this kid is going to be a godel, he'll also be putter. So there'll never be a chiyuv to go up, havad there's no mitzvah chinuch to take him up. There's no shayla. So Gemara says, Letzrich, you know where the question is like this. Bechigur sheyachol lespashet. It's talking about the kid is lame now, but a mitzvah Hashem, by the time he gets by mitzvah, when he comes a godol, his legs will be well and healthy. So when he becomes a godol, he will have the chiyuv to be on the regal. So that's the shayla. Even though right now he's lame, right now he's potter, but maybe let's look at the way he'll be when he'll be a godol. He'll have the chiyuv to do the mitzvahs then. So maybe there's still a mitzvah chinuch now to teach him how to do the mitzvahs. The same thing with Suma. We're talking about a kid that's blind. Sheyochlis pateach. The doctor says in another 2 or 3 years, he's going to get his eyesight back. So that's the shalom. What's the locha? When this kid is going to be bar mitzvah, he's going to be able to see, he'll have a chiv to be on the regal. So since when it becomes bar mitzvah, he'll have a chiv, maybe there's a chiv chinuch right now to teach him to go up also. That's the shalom. So I'm going to answer back, no, about the yipotter for mitzvah chinuch right now. Because the klal is like this. Kol heicha de godol mechayim b'diraisa. Any time that a godol is chayim b'diraisa to do the mitzvah, kota nami mechanchele. If the only concern is that right now he's a katan, he's not a mitzvah yet, so therefore we mechanchim to do the mitzvah. B'dirabonin is a mitzvah chinuch to let your kid do the mitzvahs, teach your kids how to do the mitzvahs. But kol heicha de godol potim b'diraisa. Any time your kid is in such a matzav that a godol would be potter midiraisa, like over here. Right now your kid is blind. Right now the kid is lame. True, he'll be well when he comes by mitzvah. But right now he's lame, he's blind. If a godol is blind or lame, they're potter from the mitzvah. So since a godol in this matziv would be potter, midrabonin kotanami potter. Who was in the kotan right now is potter. There's no mitzvah chinuch. You don't look in the svar to say that later, well, by mitzvah, he'll be able to do the mitzvah, then he'll do the mitzvah. But right now that he's lame, right now that he's blind, there's no mitzvah chinuch either. About the way he is right now, he's blind, even a godel doesn't have a chiyuv, who then there's no chiyuv chinuch either to take him up to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash. Right. Beis Shama Yermirim in the Mishnah, Horiyah Shtei Kosef. It was a machlekes in the Mishnah. Again, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, or the regal, you have to bring 2 korbanos. You have to bring a korban oila for the oilas ria, la yiroi pon areikam, you have to bring a korban oila. And then you also have to bring a korban chagiga, a shalme chagiga. So the machlekes, midiraisa, no matter how much it's worth, you're okay. The rabbanon though gave a shear how much is the least amount of money you have to spend for the animal. Has to be at least worth. So the machlekes, beshem besilom, which one has to be worth 2, and which one can only be worth 1 if you want. So the Shammai said, Uriya, the korban oil has to be worth more 2 kesef. And the korban chagig, if you want, it could be worth only 1 kesef. Tana Rabbana. The Shammai yermrim, Uriya, shtei kesef. The korban oil you bring for oilus Uriya has to be worth at least 2 kesef. For a chagiga, the korban shlomim you bring for a chagiga, more kesef is enough to be worth 1 kesef. That's enough. What's the svar? Why? How come the oil has to be more expensive than the korban shlomim? Sharia oila kulalagvaya. Because the Riyah, the Korban Oila, is Kulul Hashem. It's more Choshev, it has to be worth at least $2. Mashenkim Chagigah. The Korban Chagigah is a Korban Shlomim. That true, the Emurim, the fats, go on the base on the Mizbeach. But the meat is eaten by the Khanim and the Barlim, therefore it doesn't have to be worth so much.
The Yod, another Svar Beshami says, Motsinu b'yatzeres shiribu b'makosu boilus yosim b'shlomim. We find b'yatzeres, by atzeres or shuis, that the Torah says to the Karbonus of the Yom Tov is to bring more carbon oilus than there are more carbon shlomim. So kissy you see an oilus more chashiv, there's more oilus in the raw. Trashi Mitsinu b'yatzeres Beperek Ashar Oikesef Begraftim Alalechem Shivas Kvasim Temimim Opar Bebokerechot Veilim Shnaim Yiyu Oilol Hashem Oksiv Shnei Chvasim Neshon Lazevach Shlomim. There's only two for Korban Shlomim, and they have all these for the Korban Oilah. So you see, Oilah is more Choshev. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the Oilah has to be worth at least two Kosef, and the Chagiga could be worth one if you want. Who Beisilah says the opposite way. Who Beisilah Loimrim or Riya more Kesef. The Korban Oilah you bring could be worth only $1 if you want. Via Chagiga Shtei Kosef. But the Korban Shlomim for the Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga, that has to be worth at least two Kosef. Why? Shechagiga Yishon of Ne'adibur. Because the Korban Shlomim was brought Koydama and Torah. Koydama and Torah in the Midbar, Klai Yisrael brought Shlomim. Since they brought this Korban, it's a more chosh of a Korban, so when you bring it later, it has to be worth more. Ma'ashen Kein Briya, a Korban Oila was only brought after they had the Mishkan, after Matan Torah. But Koydama Matan Torah, they didn't bring any Korban Oilas. The Yod, another Svar Beisilah says, Motzino b'nesiyim shiribu v'makosu b'shlomim. When the Nesiyim brought by Chanukah Samizbeach, they brought more carbon shlomims than they brought carbon oila. Yosim b'boilus. So therefore, Beisilah holds the carbon shlomim is more choshev. Therefore, the shlomim has to be worth at least two kosev, and the carbon oila, if you want, can only be worth one. Vaito Beisilah frati gemara my time alayamrik beishamai. So why doesn't Beisilah hold like Beishamai svar? He also said svaris. The Karmud Riyadifa Daila Kul Nagvoya, that what Beishamai Svar was, Oila is a more chosh of a korban, because the korban Oila is Kulu Lashem, the whole thing is burnt Lashem. So why doesn't Beisilah hold for that Svar? So Gemara says, Adarabba, Beisilah says the Svar is just the opposite way. That Svar alone, Chagiga Difa, I'll say the Svar just the opposite way. Chagiga, the korban Shlomim, is more choshev. The Yispe Shtei Achilas, because two people eat from it. Hashem, true, there's the emurim, the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach, but there's also the meat that's eaten by the Kohanim and by the Bailim. So since two people share it, it's a svar, it has to be worth more. A korban oila that's kulul Hashem, only burnt on the Mizbeach, so it's enough to be worth one kosef. But the chagiga has to go equal to two people, two or three, like to Hashem and to the Kohanim and to the Bailim, it should be worth more. Vaita, then of the Kamrit, you Beishamai said, Nelef Miatzeris, let's learn out from the Atzeres that there was more Korban Oilers than there were Korban Shlomim. So it says, Dornin Korban Yochid mi Korban Yochid. Here we're talking about the Shalmei Chagiga is a Korban Yochid. Every Yochid has to bring this Korban on Yom Tov. So we learn it out from another Korban Yochid, from the Nesiyim, which also the Korban Yochid. V'yein Dornin Korban Yochid mi Korban Sibur. But don't learn out a Korban Yochid, you bring a Shalmei Chagiga from Atzeres, what was brought by Shuas, a Korban Sibur. A carbon seeper is different, and a carbon yachid is different. So therefore, Beisil does not like Beishamai's pshat. Now the Gemara is the opposite way. U Beishamai, my time, lo yamrika Beisil. So now the other way, why doesn't Beishamai like Beisil's pshat? Why doesn't Beishamai learn like Beisil that the carbon shlomim is more choshev? So why? So it says like this. To Kamrit Chagiga Difa, to Yeshdan of Ne'adibar, that you Beisil said a svara, that a carbon shlomim was bought when Kayaso was in the midbar. Before they had the Mishkan, before they had the Matan Torah, so Beishamai says, Ria Nami Yishon of Ne'adibur. It's not true what you're saying. It's not only they brought the Korban Shlomim them, they also brought the Korban Oilas in. That's Beishamai Shita. That the Korbanis, the Klayas were born in the Midbar, were also Korban Oilas. Vaito the Kamra, that the Jew Beisilah says, Nelef Menesim, learn out the Korban from the Nesim that they brought more Shlomim than Korban Oilas. So Beishamai says no. Donin dovra noig l'doros mi dovra noig l'doros. Learn out something that's noig l'doros. L'moshul korban or atzeres by shvuis is nogei l'doros to our korban chagiga, which is noig l'doros to future generations. V'yein donin dovra noig l'doros. Now don't learn out the loch of a korban chagiga mi dovra shena noig l'doros. From you, like Beishamai, learning now from the korban of the Nesiyim, the Nesiyim was a private korban they brought, Peshat Technukas HaMizbeach. That's all. they're brought at once, and it wasn't brought to Deris. So therefore, Beishami says, it's not right to learn out a Korban Chagiga from a Korban Nesiyim. Nesiyim was only one time, and a Chagiga is always. Now the Gemara says, so the Kitzel we have here, Machlokes, is the Korbanos that were brought in the Midbar before Matan Torah, Beisil says it was only a Shlomim, and Beishami says, no, it was an Eilu Rusa. So what's this Machlokes? So Gemara says, you Beisil, how come you say a Korban Shlomim was brought before Matan Torah? You see, the Pasuk says in Shemais, "Va'yizbechul zvachim shlomim." They brought a Korban Shlomim. This was carried in Matan Torah. So you see, in the Midbar, they brought a Korban Shlomim. Yeah, for the Gemara, Ria Nami. They also brought a Korban Eila. They said, the Pasuk says over there, Vayalu Eilus. The same Pasuk says, Vayalu Eilus. It says clearly they brought an Eila also. So how could you, Beish Hillel, say that you only brought a Shlomim and not a Korban Eila? The Pasuk says clearly, Vayalu Eilus. So Gemarin says, Kosavri Beish Hillel, Eila Shek Rivu Yisrael Ba Midbar. You know what type of Eila, Korban Eila that was, Vakaisa born in Midbar? Eila Tomet Havoi. It wasn't the Korban Yochid, it was the Korban Tzibur. It was the Oilas Tomid. The Korban Atomid they brought in also in the morning. But I call upon him, a Korban Tzibur was from an Oilas, true. But a Korban Yochid, you only find they brought Shlomim and not more. Trash Oilas Tomid heavy. Chayvas call Yoim V'Yoim V'Legarinim and they killing out from a Korban Oila, which again is a Korban Chayva. Mashen Kane, the Korban Shlomim on the Dava, that you learn after. Mora says now, Beishamai Sava, Beishamai holds, Oila Shekrivo Yisroel Bamidbar. The Oilas that Klaius were brought in the Midbar was Oilas Rehavoi. It wasn't only a Korban Oila, a Korban Atibar, it was a Korban Yachid also. Trashi, Oilas Rehavoi, Ashayim Vayachuzu Esolim. It was also a Korban Oilas Rehavoi. It was a Korban Oila. So that's the Machlaikis. Beishamai Beisil holds the Korban Oila that brought then was a Korban Yachid that they brought, and Beisil holds, no, that was only a Korban Atomid. But a Korban Yochid, they only brought before Mount Torah, they only brought Shlomim and not Oilus. Omer Abaye, advice is like this. Beishamai, Rebbe Leza, Rebbe Yishmoel, Kula Svirlu, Oilus Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, Oilus Rehavoi. They all hold the Shita that the Korban Oilus, the Pasuk says, Klai Yisrael brought in the Midbar was not only a Korban Atomid, but it was Oilas Ri. It was a Korban Yochid. It was a Korban Oila that Klai Yisrael brought in. Ubeis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, on the other hand hold, Kula Svirlu, Oila Shekrivu Yisrael by Midbar, Oilas Tomid Avoy. No, that's what the Pasuk says, they brought a Korban Oila. Koy Deman Torah, it wasn't the Korban Yochid, it was only the regular Korban Atomid that was brought. So where it says, how do we know this? Beishamai hodi amorin. Beishamai, we just learned that Beishamai says clearly why the argues on Beisilo, because that they brought Koyde Man Torah wasn't only Shlomim, it was a Korban Oiler also. So Beishamai, we see, clearly holds that they brought a Korban Oiler Koyde Man Torah. Rabbi Yishmol, how do we know Rabbi Yishmol holds the Shita? The Tani, we learn like this. Rabbi Yishmol Oimer, Klolois Nermu Besinai. There were klolos that were set over by Sinai. So Rashi learns, klolos means nemru Sinai, harbe dvorim nemru stumim. A lot of things were set sosum. The Sinai. So in the special court sarkan, it wasn't explained everything clearly by HaSinai. Opir shilo liyacha shukim ha-mishkan. And a lot of lochas they first learned later after the Mishkan was put up. B'yoyo mayit. Shilo in the special shom hilchas ha-voyde k'chol ha-tzorach. All the lochas weren't explained by HaSinai. A lot of things are first explained later by the Oyel Mayit. Ela Mizbeach Adoma Tassali, V'zavach Tolev Esol Asech V'Yishlamecho, V'lei Pirish Matin Domim. It didn't explain that by Hasina yet. The halachas of Matin Domim, the Zrikas Adam, have Shiton, the Bimavshid, V'nituchon, Shil Oilos, V'yakrov Eseimur, and Shoshlomim. All these halachas were not explained there yet. So clearly, Rabbi Shmuel says like this, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. A lot of Klolim were learned in